Once again, for media members who've just joined the call, if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Drexel Dragons, Zach Spiker. Good morning, Coach Spiker.
What's up, Rob? How you doing? Good morning.
Good morning to you as well. Another great week for your squad. A thrilling 76-74 win at home against James Madison Thursday, and then you go on the road and rally for a 91-79 win over William and Mary. Talk about what your team did well last week.
Oh, I thought we did a good job executing and defending. And I would say the formula is the same for every team that wins, and the formula is what every team that loses tries to do. You try and defend at a consistent level and rebound the basketball, limit extra possessions, and be as efficient as possible on the offensive end. And I think we were able to do that at a pretty good rate, and really in both games.
Your team started 1-7, and I know you had a ton of injuries that you've dealt with, but what has been the biggest change in your team over this four-game winning streak?
I think we've continued to make progress. You know, sometimes I don't know if it's really of value to get caught up in the record. It's certainly how we all judged ultimately at the end of the day, but internally, can we just get better? And I think we've continued to get better and make progress collectively on the defensive end. And, you know, I would even go back to, I don't know if it's a low point or a high water mark or whatever you want to call it, but Towson wasn't our finest hour, but I thought we showed a pretty big improvement at JMU in a short turnaround. So, you know, we kind of look back at the last five games, and we're defending better, and we're positive on assist to turnover. And because we take care of the ball, I think we're getting cleaner looks for the right guys.
We're here with Drexel head coach Zach Spiker. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad, and we've got several in queue if you'll get those for Sonia.
Certainly. Your first question comes from the line of Alex Riley. Your line is open.
Last time I have to ask this, Coach, I promise. Just curious if there's any punishment for guys that get technicals in games that y'all play. Do you guys hand down anything to them for that type of stuff?
Alex, is that correct?
Yeah.
All right, and your question, you were breaking up there for some reason. I'm not sure why. Your question was, do we give punishments for guys that have technical fouls?
Yeah, if a guy gets a technical in the game, does he have any punishment that comes with that? Any after practice work or not starting the next game, anything like that?
We handle all those things, and, you know, there's consequences for a lot of things, Alex, in our program. Certainly, you know, I don't think we've had many game technicals of player misconduct that you're speaking to, but there's a lot of areas that we have consequences in our program. That certainly is one of them, and we keep those internally. But I don't think we've had a ton of technical fouls this year.
Okay. So it's a case-by-case situation, basically?
No, our guys understand what the consequences are. Our program does, and that's something that, you know, we deal with. And you don't hang it over their head for the next 3 years if they're freshmen, or you don't hang it over their head if they're seniors. Hey, this is a consequence. This is a standard. You know it. We know it. Let's move on. Now, I'm also, you know, you try and be equal but fair. So every situation is different, and you try and handle the best you can and hear people out or see what happens.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for the question.
Your next question comes in line of Andrew Dowdy. Your line is open.
Good morning, Coach. Thanks for taking the time this morning to chat with us. You know, you kind of already touched on my question a little bit when Rob had asked you earlier, but I'm curious if you believe something kind of clicked with, you know, your staff and your players that spurred the turnaround. You mentioned that Towson game, that 20-point loss, and then coming back to JMU and the quick turnaround playing a little bit better, but I'm curious, you know, if there's anything specific, you know, whether that's a certain buy-in from your guys or something else, any change in your program, you know, 2 weeks ago that had kind of been a gradual improvement?
Well, you know, as the calendar turns to February, you always want, you know, your leadership to play with urgency and maybe even communicate with more urgency. So I would credit all of our entire players to say, hey, man, this isn't how we want to be. It's not what we're about. We're capable of being better. And I'm sure that we talk about things as a program, but I know that this group takes pride in it. And you can see We've just played at a much more connected level in the last five games is what I would say. So I can't point to, hey, it's this time at this day, this player talked to that player. I just think it's been a gradual commitment to getting better and making progress.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
All right, no problem.
Your next question comes in line of Joe Giuliano. Your line is open.
Hello, Zach.
Joe, how you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you. And you?
Doing great. Doing great.
Good. Hey, I know there's a lot of momentum gained from a four-game winning streak, but I wondered if that's heightened a little bit by the way you handled William and Mary, one of the best shooting teams in the country, at their place.
You know, I don't really look at it as a four-game winning streak. I know that's what everyone gets stuck on. I look at, we showed progress after Towson. So, you know, we kind of look at the last five games. But, again, there's no magic formula. We're playing connected on both ends of the ball. Guys are helping each other on the defensive end and jumping out. It's Kirk Lee guarding a five-man for a few seconds, and Tremaine Isabel helping double. You know, and then we got Austin Williams doubling, and Mojica goes down and gets a steal. To hold William and Mary, who I think is one of the greatest offensive teams in the nation, statistically, it's unbelievable what they do. So I do think holding them to 33% shoot in the second half certainly reinforces our process, you know, and we don't want to get overly confident, but I think it's great for our guys to connect what we talk about and what they got to do and to see it translate into success.
And you've talked defensively about the value of communication. What has sparked that to be better over your last five games? Is it just the mindset of your seniors or leadership, or how does that work?
There's an urgency, and I don't think it's just the value of communication on defensive end. I think it's good teams are connected. You know, we do a drill called dragon shooting, and we talk about shooters got to be connected to the passer. That's all offense, too. You want to have success on both ends of the floor, and you've got to be connected. And there's a lot of ways to work at it and to do it, and I think our guys are trying to do it as much as possible.
Great. Thank you, Zach. Good luck.
Thank you.
Zach, along with the defensive effort you've spoken of, that Coach Haber earlier talking about how good you guys were offensively, especially in the second half, you shoot 61.5% for that game, all five of your starters in double figures. How big was that balance, and what were you able to do so effectively, especially in that second half?
Well, I think we were able to get the balls each possession to guys that were making the right reads. In particular, I thought it started with Kirkley and Tremaine Isabel on the ball screens. But then Sammy Mojica making the right extra. Alihan Demir making the right extra. Guys, you know, looking to not do, you know, take a lot on their own shoulders and just create for others, and then the ball moves. So 20 assists on 32 buckets certainly is progress, and we were able to get clean looks, and I thought it's because we were patient. A lot of times we have talked this year about playing up-tempo. As a coach, you need to put yourself in the best position to be successful. That may not be our fit short-term to be successful, and we realize that, and we're trying to put guys in positions to win basketball games, not necessarily drive home a big picture message, win or lose. We're trying to win.
I want to go back to the James Madison game where Austin Williams made the big block there at the end to lock up that victory. He's in the top 10 now, I think, nationally in block shots. How much does that help your defense when you have a guy with that kind of ability to block shots on the back end?
Well, you know, essentially that was a walk-off block against James Madison. We played very well defensively in the first half, not as well in the second half. But when you've got a rim protector behind you, it allows you to do some other things on the ball and maybe push out a little bit more. So Austin Williams is not doing anything in the last five games he wasn't doing all season. He leads by example. He works to have a connection with his teammates off the floor. He has been as productive a captain as you could expect this season, and I'm very proud of him and how he's handled things. And when you're consistent with your play, and you know, he's been as consistent as anybody protecting the rim. Rim protectors can change the game, and this year it's Austin Williams, and really Tyshawn Miles has given us that at times. And when we have rim protectors who play with energy and can anticipate and have great timing, it helps us out a lot.
Before I let you go, you've referenced the Towson game at Towson as being part of the turnaround. You get the rematch at the DAC on Thursday. What would you like to see different from your team?
Want to see us play better on the offensive and defensive end. Can't give you a more basic answer, but that's what we've got to do. You know, hopefully we get a good crowd coming over from the Art Museum, from the Eagles parade. Everybody decked out in green. But you know, what Pat has done at Towson and what they continue to do on a daily basis is very impressive. And you know, you're always in for a dogfight against them, and you got to be ready to go.
All right, Zach, thanks so much for your time today, and we look forward to talking again next Tuesday.
Thanks, Rob. We'll see you.
All right. All right.